Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, as we always are on Fridays during the summer. Big games always better with crab fries. Online, chickiesandpeats.com, your official sports bar of the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Every Friday at 3:30. Everyone loves it. No one gets any good weather information out of it, but everyone loves it. Tornado Shapiro is with us. Tornado?
Hey, fella Tornado. Welcomes Toronto. The Canadians are coming. I'd say build a wall, but Joe Carter would probably hit a home run over it anyway. Cue Roger Mason and cue my music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, happy Father's Day, man, and to all you dads. Ike and Jack, of course, and I know Spike is a dog, Dan. I guess that counts for something.
Yeah, it counts.
It does.
No need to take shots.
That's not a shot, fella. That's a little pat on the back for you. Come on.
All right. Little,
you want a treat? I'll give you a treat.
Okay.
Of course, the ladies, all the ladies call me Daddy everywhere I go, but you guys already know that. I was always very proud of my dad, so proud I decided to follow in his footsteps. He was also a top weatherman. Dad was a little before your time, but in his day, he was known as Superstorm Shapiro. I bought Dad a wind-resistant tie every year. Come on. I should have bought him a pair of wind-resistant pants. Most of his wind was self-generated. Ouch!
Okay.
Later on in his career, Dad sat on the board of the WMO. That's the World Meteorology Organization. In fact, he chaired the Storm Naming Committee. He typically named all the storms after his conquests. He had them all Katrina, Sandy, Hugo. Oh, we don't want to talk about Hugo too much. Well, I guess a few years after Dad passed, they started labeling the real big one Superstorm after my father. Yeah, old Superstorm Shapiro, he was a legend up and down the East Coast. Good old Dad had an intern in every port. Camel, tonight. Still hot and sticky, low 65. A lot of people in this town are still bent out of shape. 30-some years ago about Toronto breaking our hearts in the 93 World Series. But I'll tell you, that was a hell of a ball club. Back-to-back World Series champs, those Blue Jays. Good guys, too. I was out with Joe Carter one night in the late 90s. It was myself, Ike, Carter, Vernon Odom, Dan Cuellar, and Roger Mason out for a steak dinner at the local gentleman's club. Well, we got to going out a little bit. Dan Cuellar gets excited and offers to show one of the gals the Action News van. Then Vern Odom starts chatting up a girl named Cinnamon. Tries to move closer to her world, my friend. Ike decides to buy Joe Carter a lap dance. And then James Seltzer is working the club as the announcer. He starts running down his routine. Ladies and gentlemen, a beautiful, tasty lineup for tonight. Welcome Destiny to the main stage. Also, Angel, Brandy, Candy, Mystique, and Cinnamon. Roger Mason throws up $93 in ones and yells, "Touch them all, Joe! Touch them all!" Saturday, cloudy and cooler, high 72, 50-50 shot of rain for the protest on the parkway. If you still need a T-shirt, see Rob Carey. Hit him up at IHateEverybody.com.
First of all, I don't know how Seltzer was there. And second of all, leave Rob Cherry out of this.
And John Olerud, also a big part of those championship teams. I got to know Ole when he was when I worked over at CKMGFM, the Moose Knuckle. Hello! They used to call it the Moose Head, but it was deemed too sexually suggestive. They lost a major beer sponsor, too, and they changed it. I'm getting thirsty just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember Olerud, a great hitter. He wore the batting helmet the whole game. Johnny wore that nice big blue helmet everywhere he went. Kept it on after the game, too. He was smart, too, because one night we were out at Chez Paris in Montreal enjoying the ballet. Yeah. All of a sudden, some drunk cook rolls out of the kitchen, starts firing frozen poutines at Olerud. Ike, you ever get hit in the head with a frozen poutine at a strip club?
No.
All the time.
They're lethal. Olerud popped him and got popped right in the head, and his blue helmet turned purple. All of a sudden, he's sitting there with his purple helmet. He stiffened up. The girls start coming around trying to remedy the situation. He has ended up taking him to the ER. They nursed him back to health. He was later given his release from the hospital.
Yeah, okay, thank God. Can we
way to land the plane?
Yeah, can we wrap this up? Give the forecast.
Cloud Sunday, chance of precip 50-50, and a chance of a frown on Dad's face after getting another weather-resistant tie on Father's Day. You heard it here first. The most accurate weather forecast anywhere. Tornado Shapiro, in honor of Superstorm Shapiro, son of the legend, Superstorm Shapiro.
All right, there it is. Oh, music, please. Sorry, I thought he was done. Can you imagine a worse strip club DJ than Seltzer?
Oh, yeah, his voice over loudspeaker.
Come on, man.
He'd get the people going.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to get them the right way. All right. Well, we know we've got a major golf championship happening right now. Uh-huh. We know we're lucky enough on this show that we have the premier golf voice in Philadelphia. So we're going to check in on the Open.
And now, Ike Reese on the U.S. Open.
Well, welcome back to the U.S. Open. Quiet down a little bit. Not a whole lot is happening at the top of the leaderboard, but what I'm keeping my eye on is some of these big names that may not make the cut. I told you the cut line is at +7 right now. So let me give you
Who's not going to make the cut?
Let me give you a couple names that are below the cut line right now that we'll keep an eye on to see if they make it to the weekend. Can we start off with Masters defending champion Rory McIlroy?
Wow.
Right now sitting at +8 after 6.
Wow.
He needs a little humbling after the Masters, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not been looking very good after the Masters. Yeah.
Got a little cocky.
But you do want to see him on the weekend. So he's hovering around that cut line. I'm looking for the
Please world. Lower your
Holy smokes. Every How many time. Times do I have to tell
man,
you?
My guy Shane Lowry sitting at +14.
Wow.
That's a shocker.
Holy cow.
That is a shocker. He definitely is not making the cut this weekend. I'm trying to find the number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, and see where he's at. I can't find him on. He's above the cut line, it looks like.
Is he even playing?
Tony Finau, he's up there, plus six. Corey Connors, like that. How about Bryson DeChambeau sitting at plus seven? Just two strokes away from the cut line, so it's going to be tough for him.
We should get Tornado to do the golf update sometime with all the strokes in the rough.
Well, there's Scotty. There's Scotty. Scotty finished his round already today, yes. Sitting in pretty good position. Plus four, three strokes ahead of the cut line, so it looks like he's safe as far as making it the weekend. That's really the big story right now.
It's Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, Scotty Scheffler. Well, which of your top golfers will make it to the weekends? A lot of guys, it's tough. Oakmont has not been easy.
U.S. Open courses are generally harder.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's there like is. A blue chew.
Yeah, there's another tornado. Rough.
Freaking Aberg. Yeah. It's plus three today.
Yeah.
You have money on him?
Yeah. I bet on him when he's minus two to open the round. He's
at plus five.
Yeah, birdied a hole since.
Yeah. Tough. Wow.
It's awful.
215. All right. 215-592-9494. What means more in your top 11 list, the last year or the resume? We'll get to your calls right after I talk to you about Colonial Hyundai. Now, you hear graduation parties, right? Everybody's graduating high school, graduating college, graduating middle school, which I think is a sham. You don't graduate middle school, but whatever.
If you're not graduating elementary school.
Nah, that's not a graduation.
Come on, man. Fifth to middle school is a big jump.
Shut up. You graduate now at Colonial Hyundai. What are you graduating to? A brand new Hyundai. John Ashdale, the car czar, knows, first of all, that graduating middle school is a sham, so is elementary school, but knows that you want a brand new Hyundai. So in that brand new dealership, grand reopening, they are going to hook you up with up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's up to 10 grand. And if you're trading in piece of junk, they're going to hook you up there with at least $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai at Colonial, you're getting 3 years of complimentary maintenance. You're getting America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. You know at Colonial, it's always faster, it's always easier, it's always better. In-stock vehicles only, tax and tags additional. Offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm on my way down there. Come get me a drink. Me and a fella. You know what I mean? Happy Father's
Day. Yeah, boy.
You know?
Yep.
Mike's not a father, so I can't really say that doesn't pertain to you, though. But, you know, have some kids.
He's a pet dad.
That'll count. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Gotta have kids.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tread lightly today. So, Spike, tread lightly today, okay? Let's tread lightly today, all right? I've got some good news for you guys, okay? About this top 11 list, okay? So here we are.
Okay.
The top 11 list. You know what I mean? I've been waiting all year for this list to come out. And I think that this year, we should particularly go off of last year's list. No, not last year's list, but last year's accomplishments. Not resumes. And, you know, the reason why I say that is because the list comes out every year. It's not a Hall of Fame list. You know what I mean? But I can see why you guys would want it, you know, to where it's no resume count, particularly Jack and Spike, because you want to make room for your guys who don't think you're going to make the list. I know what you're doing. And they might not make the list. My boy Harper might not make the list. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
He should make, you know.
That's crazy, though, I think.
Nah, listen, Harper is, I mean, you know, I got a feeling on my list, though. All right, Jack? I got a feeling on my list.
Zach Wheeler. Okay, so, yeah.
I got a guy.
If Zach Wheeler is not on your list, the whole list is in fraudulent.
Yeah.
Nah. Listen, I'm telling you who's on. You know the Philly that's on my list, Jack. Come on, stop playing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but I keep seeing my list is kind of like the draft or the schedule release. Yeah, I keep releasing.
Well, hold up. Chuck. Why wouldn't Zach Wheeler be on your list? He's basically been the best pitcher in the National League for 5 years, including the last year.
Oh, I didn't say that. I'm on my list, Mike. Hold up. I can't give you this. You know what I mean?
You're teasing us. You're teasing us. Oh, okay.
All right.
It's like a true pro. Like a true pro.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, listen, my list is going to be popping, man. But, I released some to y'all. I released, like, three selections to y'all.
Well, give us three. What three you have?
I already gave you three. I gave you Quinion's going to be on the list. I didn't tell you particularly where.
Okay.
Jalen Carter. Saquon.
Okay. All right. I think they'll be on most lists. I think those guys will be on most lists.
Yeah.
But I got some surprises in there. You know what I mean? I can't, you know, but they're going to be on most lists. So where at on those lists? Where the suspense come at. You know?
Yeah, so my question for you, Chuck, is going to be, and you've been a big Hurts guy recently, you know, since the Super Bowl, and if we're just concentrating on the last year, I don't know how high you can have Hurts.
Hey, listen. You know he's in the top five. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
All right.
He's in the top
five. Fair.
Okay.
Hey,
all right, Chuck.
Let me say this. I do have a movie for you. A sequel.
A sequel.
Yeah. Sequel to me of all was Alien. I'm sorry. It was better than the original.
Alien?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Aliens.
Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, so Aliens is the sequel to Alien.
And Chuck, I
agree with Chuck on that one. Aliens, now it's not my favorite in the series, but Aliens is definitely better than Alien.
Yeah, Aliens is better than Alien, and '86 it came out. That was a tremendous movie, man, especially for the graphics.
Oh, I remember it, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Like, Aliens was all that, man. Plus, I had a thing for... You know, Sigourney back in the day, I was just
watching there it is.
Ghostbusters. You know?
Yeah, there it is. All right,
Chuck.
I'll see you in a minute, man. Get on down.
All right, Chuck. Yeah, I love Aliens. I didn't expect that out of Chuck.
Was not a big Alien guy.
Oh, no? I love the series. My favorite Aliens movie in the series is Prometheus. That's my favorite one.
I did like Prometheus, though. That
oh,
was
you did?
Pretty good.
I love Prometheus.
Yeah.
I love that movie. It's a pretty controversial movie within the alien community.
I wasn't that deep into
it. Yeah, either you love it or you hate it. I like that storyline in the Aliens thing is the Prometheus one. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which matters more when filling out your top 11 athletes list, the player's resume or the last year? The resume is at 66.5%. See, I thought Chuck would have had Jalen number one. The way that Chuck has been talking.
No, I know.
You know?
I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure there will be some that will have him number one. I don't know how you could have him number one.
I think he's going to be... Now, I haven't seen any of the listener voting yet. I've not seen any of that.
Right.
I think he's going to be number two.
I could see him being number two.
My prediction is that I believe, I don't know for sure, but I believe it's going to go Saquon Jalen. That's what I believe.
Yeah, so I think it's going to go. I think it's either between Wheeler and Hurts for two.
Yeah, I think Wheeler should be one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
I'll give that away. The Wheeler will be one on my list.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Makes Jack happy.
Well, now, I think the one that
makes Fritz happy over here.
The one that I've been surprised by is I feel like people are not properly ranking Jalen Carter. Like, it doesn't feel like he's going to end in the top five, and I think he should 100% be in the top five.
You don't think he's going to be in the top five?
100%.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just go through in my head.
Well, take those three guys.
Yep.
Take Jalen, Saquon, Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
So then there's two other spots. You have Bryce for that spot.
You got Bryce.
You could have Bryce.
AJ.
You could have AJ. Yeah. I guess Lane.
Yeah, Lane.
Godfathered in.
Yep. Yeah, I guess. So I guess, I mean, he could squeeze into the top five.
Yeah, I just... It feels like people are putting him more like in the 7-8 range.
I'm going to have him.
So who would be higher, AJ or Jalen Carter?
That's a tough one.
Ooh.
And especially if you're putting more emphasis on last year.
Yeah, but last year AJ was hampered because of the quarterback.
We're still talking about his performance.
When he got the ball, he was fine.
I couldn't agree with you more.
When he actually got the ball, he was fine.
Except in the Rams game when he dropped the touchdown.
But he had dropped one pass all year.
Now, look, that I love AJ.
Devontae dropped one.
Yeah, and it cost Kenny Pickett a possible run here as starting quarterback.
If I'm thinking about the last year, Jalen Carter, and I love AJ, but Jalen Carter basically playing every down, saving the playoffs with that sack.
Yeah.
Like, and he got better as the year went on, I feel like, got more dominant. On a number the best player on a number one defense.
Was he the best player?
Second best player. I guess second best player.
It was funny. It's arguable.
Yeah.
I mean, him and Zach Bond, where would you go? Would you go Zach?
I would say Zach because Zach was – if Zach doesn't happen, well, yeah, I would say Zach Bond. Yeah, because and Zach Bond's got more responsibility.
Now you know where I'm leaning. Zach is higher on my list.
Is it between Bond and Jalen Carter?
Yeah.
But does Bond benefit because of what Jalen Carter
does? Of course
he
does.
Does Jalen Carter benefit because of Bond?
I don't think so. I think it's Jalen Carter more of a force multiplier.
Does the defense – well, you can't say the defense didn't benefit because of Zach Bond.
It did.
Yeah.
But if I'm evaluating the individual player –
he was second in defensive player.
Guess what? I agree. Don't bite my head off.
All right.
Just I think Jalen Carter's a better player.
I'm just saying – well, he is a better player. But I'm saying there's an argument that Zach Bond
– had a better year.
Was the best defensive player last year. Like, that's a fair argument. That's no disrespect to Jalen Carter. It really just tells you how good Zach Bond was.
Absolutely.
Best one-year signing in the history of –
maybe.
Philadelphia sports.
215-592-9494.
Especially considering what they get him for veteran minimum. Like, what they pay him?
Was he Devin White was $5 million.
That's what I'm saying. Devin got the money.
So he had to be less than $5 million.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah. I think it was $3 million.
If that.
Yeah.
Well, then he got paid.
Oh, boy, did he.
Do we believe?
He got paid as much as every linebacker that's played here in the last 20 years combined.
I was going to say. Do we think, and we believe that Zach Bond, we don't know much about Zach Bond. He's a quiet guy.
Mm-hmm. $3.5 million.
Does getting the contract affect Zach Bond? Like all these guys.
No.
You don't think so?
At least I don't believe so.
I don't believe so, but also I think a lot of what I know about Zach Bond is like imagined.
Yeah.
Because we don't know anything about Zach Bond. You know? We know he came in here, that he fit, that Vic Fangio had an image for him.
Yeah.
He played great, but he was playing for his career. He was playing for his contract, you know? Now, I assume he'll be good.
Yeah, I view Zach that – now, he may not be as good. That's different. That's a different question.
Sure.
That's going to be tough to live up to, being a runner-up defensive player of the year, especially at that position. But as far as what you're going to get out of him from an effort standpoint, from a locked-in teammate – and good for your as a leader on that side of the football, like Zach Bond, I think has a chance to solidify himself as an Eagle.
Yeah, an all-time Eagle.
Yeah, like he's going to be here for a while.
Yep.
Right? Him and Jahi Campbell at some point.
Well, Jahi Campbell will be on the edge.
According to our Eagles insider.
215-592-9494.
You notice I let that go.
Yeah.
I let that go with him. Yes, I didn't bring that up.
He's already ready to buckle on that one, by the way. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. By the way, Jack, where could you see Joe Conklin in July, let's say?
Saturday, July 12th. Ocean City Music Pier. I'll be there.
Wow.
Signing copies of Ring the Bell. I think it's showing up next week. It's being shipped next week. So
it's been what?
It's about to be Ring the Bell season around here.
Yes.
So looking forward to that. So I'll be signing copies of the book down Saturday, July 12th, Ocean City Music Hall, right before the big show with Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra on the boardwalk at A Street. Get tickets at
JoeConklin.com.
What did he say there?
Don't you do that.
What
was the issue there?
You said a word that I thought you said a different word.
He said ship. He did.
Ship. Oh, okay.
But you said it in a way that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, yeah. I said ship. They're shipping this week.
Yeah. Yes. Ship.
Yeah.
All right.
Take it easy.
215-592-9494. Yep. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.